Carl Azus, thank you for watching. First story we're explaining today, North Korea has been added to the U.S. government's list of state sponsors of terrorism. That list now includes four countries, Iran, Sudan, Syria, and once again, North Korea. It was on the list before from 1988 to 2008, but in that year, then-President George W. Bush took North Korea off the list because it had agreed to reverse its nuclear program. The deal fell through, North Korea continued to develop its nuclear weapons technology, and U.S. President Donald Trump says in addition to that, the East Asian country has repeatedly sponsored acts of terrorism, including assassinations of people in other countries. What being on this list means? More U.S. sanctions and penalties on North Korea. It also opens the door for America to punish people or countries that trade with North Korea. The decision had some bipartisan support in Congress. Last month, 12 U.S. senators, 6 Republicans and 6 Democrats, had urged the Trump administration to do this. It's a way for the U.S. to increase pressure on the East Asian country to give up its nuclear program. We don't know yet how or if North Korea will respond, but we'll keep you updated in the